Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a whole end without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, that like clock, you major. I just set a new set of poles on a new station.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we have a special edition of Inside Jared's Head. If you're new here, I want to give you a warm welcome. If you're new to NFTs and Web3, I would highly recommend starting at episode 1 and working your way all the way through the catalog up until this episode. I am super confident that either I or one of the guests that I've had on will teach you something 100%. Super confident. If you're not new here, welcome back, baby. So this is Inside Jared's Head. Disclaimer before we start, because we just always have to, even though we shouldn't have to, but we have to. This is not life advice. This is not, hey, do this with your life. Hey, you should do this. That's not what this is at all. This is simply Inside Jared's Head. What are my thoughts? What do I think? What helps me on a day-to-day? And that's absolutely it. So let's go ahead and jump straight into it. So when I'm thinking about the mental, right? The mental game, right? Because we know 100 trillion percent that the mental game is the only game that really even gives, like, it's the only game that matters, right? What goes on in our head is the only thing that matters, right? If we're not good in our head, it's going to be super hard for us to move forward with our, again, just our job, our families. Like, it's our head has to be in the right place, right? Or else we're not going to be able to serve and give off a good aura to other people. And me personally, all I want to do is give off good vibes and make other people happy, make other people smile, make other people laugh. That's basically it, right? So I know for a fact, for me, Jared, right? For me, Jared, I know when I'm not in a good headspace, I am not making no one laugh. I'm not making anyone happy. I'm not giving off good aura, good vibrant energy. I know that for myself. So if I know that for myself, I know that I always need to keep my mind in check. Like always. So something for me that is always 100% top priority. It's the biggest priority. There's nothing above this. It's, again, making sure that my head is in check. There's nothing more important. Well, your family is more important. No, my family is not more important than me getting my own head in check. Because if I can't even get my own head in check, then I'm not going to be able to, my family is nothing. I'm not going to be able to serve my family and make them happy and make them smile and make them, right? And again, of course, everyone has these bad days. Everyone has bad days. It's not a perfect fucking 7 days a week. I'm fucking on go and I'm ready to go and I'm just smiling and cheating. Of course, it will never be like that, right? The only reason that we have happy days or great days is because we have those bad days, right? But to the same extent, it's like, it's always in our control whether or not the day's bad or not, right? Because we can have all this shit that happens to us, but again, we're always in control. That's the other, fuck, man, it feels so good. It feels so good. Like, the fact that you're in control, you listening right now, you are in control of fucking everything, of everything. You're in the most control. You are in the driver's seat, right? You are the pilot, 100%. So, of course, when we're driving the plane, right, there might be a bird that gets stuck in the fucking, one of the little fucking, there might be a little bird that comes along and gets stuck in our fucking propeller, right? Or we might be flying the plane and there's fucking some rain that comes down, a little bit of where it fucking rocks the plane, what's that shit called? Turbulence, right? So that's shit that we can't control, right? So I bring that up because the shit that we can't control, like, a lot of times people fixate on that type of shit and it gets foggy brained. Like, it's never good to focus on what you can't control, obviously, right? So if I, Jared, know that I'm in control of every fucking thing, I'm in control of everything, like, it feels so good, right? If I'm not satisfied with how much money I make, I'm in control of that, right? If I look at my biceps right now and I don't like them, I'm in control. So that shit feels so fucking good. And it's the biggest just brain unlock. It's such a brain unlock, right? And also, this other point I wanted to move on to is, do you actually not give a fuck? Ooh, I'm so glad we're talking about this. This is one of my favorite subjects. Like, do you actually not give a fuck? Right? And I'm not saying it in a way of like, oh, I don't give a fuck about nothing. I'm cool. That's not what I mean at all. Right? But do you actually not care about what the next person thinks? Like, I can sit here and confidently say on this podcast, I do not give a fuck what anybody else thinks about me. Right? I can go on a list of why. Right? They don't know me. They don't know what I'm trying to do. They have no idea about my intentions. They don't, right? Obviously, if it's someone close to me, that's different, right? Like my mom, my girlfriend, right? My sister, it's different, right? But like, I'm talking about like just going out, like even just like, I'm really talking about like posting and shit, right? Like, can you go onto your Snapchat or your Instagram right now? Like just right now and go post a video of you saying your goals and what you want to accomplish and whatever, and just go post it online. Or would you be fucking like, you know, like, would you be scared to say that? Like, I don't want them to think that. But, you know, like, do you really not give a fuck? Like, that is there's different levels to the shit. Like, it's crazy because before I would have never have thought I could have done that. Like, go out into the world and tell the world my goals, what I want to accomplish, where I'm at right now, where I plan to be, whatever. Just shit like that, right? Like, just, could you go and do that? Like, most people, for one, they're going to have the fear of getting on camera, right? That's one that you have to get over, right? Especially putting out content and shit like that. And again, just putting yourself out there obviously is it's rough, right? But it's really not, because let's go super macro now. Like, when me, Jared, when I get off this phone, like, the phone is just the phone. Like, nobody in real life is making fun of no one. No one is doing none of that shit. Like, it's all on the phone, right? So as soon as I'm done with the phone, like, I only use the phone for a result, for a business result, and that's it, right? So none of this other shit can, like, even fuck with me or like, someone says something, no one knows anything. They're just, it's a headline read, right? It's a headline read. Like, no one knows they have no context on anything about me, like, about anything, right? But that just goes with it's part of the game. Like, you decide to put yourself out there. You want a business result, right? You want something to happen. You have to be okay with that shit. Like, you have to be okay with someone saying something. Because, again, there's losers everywhere in the fucking world, right? There's trolls everywhere in the world. They're bored as fuck, right? So when they come across you and they see you with a whole different energy, whole different vibe, that shit's going to be, like, kind of like, they're not going to like that, right? So you have to be okay with that, right? Like, you have to be okay with someone saying, talking some shit, or they don't know anything. They don't know anything. Ooh, it feels so good because they don't know anything. And as soon as I unlock or I lock my iPhone back up and I open my eyes and I look up and it's just the real world, not like, that shit all goes away, right? But some people can't really deal with it on the mental aspect, right? So they'll make posts, they'll put themselves out there, but mentally they cannot deal with it, right? They cannot take the criticism, right? And so it's one of those things, like, my formula is, like, literally, like, I just genuinely don't give a fuck what anyone's saying about me, or, like, again, I don't care about their opinion of me. I just genuinely just do not give a fuck. Now, that took time to build, but I, like, just do not care. That's why it's so easy for me to come on here and talk and say whatever. Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting myself out there, like, I don't give a shit what someone else is gonna say, right? They're gonna come and judge, or what? I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're wasted their time to come talk shit about me. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's an L on their end, right? So anyway, I just think it's just fascinating. Like, it's fascinating, like, coming into the world of being a creator and, like, someone that wants to, again, just put shit out. Like, yeah, like, this dude, it's the mental game. Again, that's why celebrities fucking dude, celebrities, they haven't really developed this aspect of, I guess, like, mental maturity, right? So then they go and they blow up overnight and they're successful, and now all the TMZ, fucking all the paparazzi, right, like, getting in their head, and right, and if you can't handle that shit mentally, you're gonna be fucking done, right? What are you gonna have to resort to? Drugs, fucking just bad shit, right? So it's one of those things, like, the mental is just so fucking, it's just not talked about. It's not, like, and again, if it is talked about, it's kind of like cliche shit, right? But personally, I am confident that, again, our younger generation is, I don't know, I think, this is, again, obviously just my two cents, and I'm just speculating right now, but I don't know. I think that the younger generation see, I think, or not, not, this is not what I think. This is actually what I know because I talk to people. So the 40 to 50 year old crowd or 40 to 60 year old crowd, right? They'll say like, oh, we didn't have as much people like cheering us on, or we didn't have that. Like my parents didn't tell me that I could do whatever I wanted in life, or basically they didn't have people pushing them to do better. Right. And I think that is a difference between the last generation, I guess, maybe like the 30 to 50 or 60 year old, right, versus this one. I'm not saying that they didn't have motivation. Of course, there was obviously motivation, but I'm saying I think it's just different because now that's all we see is that type of shit. All we see is people online that are successful and we want to replicate. Right. And again, success means different things. So it doesn't mean the fucking Ferrari doesn't. Right. Like it's just different now. We can look at someone's job online. We can see someone posting online, right? Like, and we want to be a creator, right? It's just fucking different. It's just so different. But ultimately, communication, your mindset, that shit is going to be top. That's just top priority for any of this shit, right? So, I don't know. I think that I'll be able to just keep treading water because I don't give a shit about any of this. Like, I don't care about none of this shit. Like, none of this shit will bother me, affect me. Like, I will never let this shit get to my head, like, on any type of level. Maybe someone talking shit, or maybe, again, even to the same extent, like, someone saying good things, right? Like, I can't sit here and listen to all the good things, right? Because if I let the good things get to my head, then what are the bad things going to do, right? The bad things are going to get to my head as well. I just can't let shit affect me, right? I'm the one in control. I'm the one that says what happens and how it goes, right? So that's just the way I think, right? And I don't know, I just think that it's the end game for me is super crystal clear, and so I'm just working every single day to try to get to the end game, and that's all I can fucking do. And what gets me closer to the end goal is uncomfortable shit, doing shit that I do not want to do, right? That's going to get me to the goal. So that's all I can focus on, right? It's keeping my mind clear. And that's it. Just keep it clear. Keep advancing. Keep leveling up. And, like, what the fuck is someone else going to tell me? Like, right? I'm getting better and better, right? I'm getting faster and faster. So, I mean, I don't, you know, like, it's just, as long as I'm doing the work, as long as I'm putting it in, I don't give a shit. No one else can, they can say whatever the fuck they want, but they're on the sidelines talking shit, right? We already know that. People that are on the sidelines, that they're always going to be on the sidelines. They're never going to be on the field. People that are actually playing on the fucking field don't criticize other people. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm playing on the fucking field. I don't have time to fucking deal with any of the other bullshit or just someone saying something or, you know what I'm saying? Like, hop in the game and then we can talk. But people in the game are not doing any of that. People that are actually playing are not, they don't even have time to look around and tell someone something or like, right? It's just a waste of fucking time. It's a waste of time, right? So if I'm not doing something that's making me better, getting me closer to my vision or my goal, it's a complete waste of time, right? And to the same extent, it's like we always hear, oh, hustle culture, right? Like, we don't want to fucking, like, you're working too hard, like that, right? But it's like, dude, what do you want? Like, what do you want, right? Like, I can't sit here and complain that I'm not making it X amount per year if I'm sitting on my ass, right? Like, it's, again, it goes back to, it's my fault. Like, it's an entire circle. So if I want something done, it's always going to be up to me to get it done. If something's not happening, like, if my dream is not coming true, whose fault is that? It's not the government's. It's not fucking Joe Biden's. It's not fucking nobody's fault but my own, right? So anyway, that is the end of today's Inside Jared's Head. Hope it wasn't everywhere. But again, it's really just mental mastery at the end of the day. I mean, I'm going to keep it simple. It's just mental mastery, doing the things, doing the uncomfortable things day in and day out. And that is what gets the result. And so again, me, Jared, I'm not perfect at all, right? Of course, again, I have shitty days, but those days, the amount of shitty days is very, very small, like very, very small. The amount of shitty days I have within like a 6-month period is like, I can count them on my hand. Like, it's very, very small. And it's crazy because even when I have these bad days, like even when I have these days of, because again, I doubt myself almost every single, all the time. It happens all the fucking time, doubting myself, like, right? But again, it's up to me to lock back into my own self and think, hold on, Why am I doubting myself? Why am I thinking like this? Why do I have low confidence today? And for me, again, personally, actually, we're not going to end this episode. Let's keep on going. So for me personally, I realized, again, it's doing things that give me confidence versus doing things that don't give me confidence. Let me give you an example. Jared, right now, Jared Peters, dude, don't even get me started. I love an old fashioned more than the next. Like, there's no one on earth that loves an old fashioned more than me, right? I love an electric jellyfish. Fucking love that shit. One of the best IPAs in the world, right? So I love to have a drink, right? But when I think about it, these are not the activities that are going to get me closer to my goal. And then to the same extent, these are activities that bring my confidence down. So I only want to do things that bring my confidence up, right? So things like going to the gym, that brings my confidence up. Reading a book, learning, that brings my confidence up. So if I keep on doing activities like that, going into the work week or starting my day, I'm shredding fucking water. Like I'm blistering through. Like it's all light work to me, right? Because again, I'm mentally focused. I'm mentally there. The boxes are checked, right? But now I think about it, when I do things that don't give me confidence, right? When I'm drinking, right? If I have, and again, this is all, like I say, all this shit, none of this shit is black and white. It's all gray, right? So I'm not like, it's not, oh, don't have drinks or don't drink alcohol. It's again, it's up to you. Right. If you're noticing that when you have a drink that it lowers your confidence and maybe you wake up the next day feeling shitty, maybe that's something to look into. Right. But I can only speak for myself. So for me, Jared, again, I bring up the I love this shit because, again, I will always love an old fashioned. Right. Until maybe one day in 20 years, I just think, you know what? Maybe I hate old fashions. Maybe I just, you know, always open and changing my mind. But I notice for me, again, when I have like old fashioned or if I'm drinking, just drinking in general, the next morning, I don't feel the best at all, right? So doing those type of activities, I'm going to cut it out for me personally. Again, I'm like, I don't like the way I feel after. So like, why would I do that, right? Even with like, maybe like smoking as well, right? I'm a big cannabis advocate, big cannabis fan. And I have to be real about the effects of all of this shit, right? So again, smoking weed is not going to be the best right when you wake up, right? You're not going to have a... Again, and everyone is different too. So there's going to be a guy that's going to be like, oh, well, I can fucking... Because dude, don't fucking play with me. Like, I've been in the stoner community. Like, I know what the fuck everyone says. I read comments like, shut the fuck up. Like, I know what it is. So some guy's going to say, well, I could do it high. I could do anything high. I can, right? And it's like, it just depends. Like, maybe you can do it high, right? But are you working at your best caliber? Are you giving your best communication? Are you, right? Like, does that make sense? So for me personally... there's no fucking way in hell that I'm going to wake up, smoke a blunt, and then go talk to people. Like, just me personally. If I'm going to wake up and smoke a blunt, I'm going to be in, like, fucking on vacation. I'm going to be fucking, right? Like, I just want to chill. Like, I'm not trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking do any type of, like, harsh or, like, hard communication, like, high-level communication while I'm high, right? Like, let's just be real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to enjoy a nice joint or a nice blunt, it's going to be like a cocktail, right? Like, on a nice evening, maybe out when I'm done, finished with work or whatever, right? So just knowing when, like, it's always just in your control, right? So not letting any of these things have control over you. You are the one in the pilot seat. You say, when, you know what? I can have an old-fashioned today. You know what? I'll have a joint later, right? Again, it's up to you. It's always up to you. So that is the end of today's episode. Again, if you enjoy these types of episodes, please let me know. Please share this episode with someone you think would like this type of content. But that is the end of today's episode. As always, please hit me up on email or... hold on, I just completely fucking destroyed the outro. As always, you can reach... just jump right back into it. As always, there we go. Let's regroup. You can reach me on Instagram at futureofnft. On Twitter, it's going to be TheJarrod. And if you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes below. Alternatively, there we go. My email. There we go. That's the golden passage right there. The email is down below. So you can send me an email. The email is going to be the best bet email. So again, that is the end of today's episode. I hope everyone has a great Monday and has a great week. Again, you are in control. It's all up to you. From all around the world, I will see you on the next one. Peace.
I'm a 90s baby. Lately, I've been going crazy. I've been going crazy lately. I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, yeah. I've been getting paper, paper. Made a whole and without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of foes on a new Mercedes. Bitch trying to have my.